pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you again that by your grace we have your word. Thank you that we've got this time set apart to study your word. We pray, as we pray this morning, Lord, we need your help. The preacher, I need your help. Each of us hearing need your help. If we're to understand, but not just to understand with our minds, but to have ears to hear, to hearts that receive, by your grace, wills that submit to your word, hearts that are given grace to trust in the Saviour of whom it speaks. So we pray for your gracious work amongst us. In Jesus' name, amen. So looking at Micah chapter 2, and I've given the sermon the title, Sin Means Insecurity, Salvation Means Security. I think it's fair to say that our society is pretty much obsessed with what it calls the standard of living. How much money each of us have in our pocket. And crucially for our society, whether the amount of money we've got in our pocket is going up or coming down. There's been a fair bit in the news recently, celebrating is not the right word, remembering the financial crisis of, must be almost exactly 10 years ago, I assume that's why they've been doing it. And since then, politicians and people have been obsessed with this question, are we back to the standard of living we had in 2008? Are we better off, are we worse off? Is our income rising faster than inflation? And if you turn the radio on at a random moment, if it's Radio 4 at least, you can pretty much guarantee that within two sentences you'll hear the word Brexit. They're always talking about it. You know, you just want to wake up and say, wake up in March and tell us what's happened. But the only thing that the various sides in the Brexit debate seem to be agreed on is that the key issue is whether we're going to be financially better off or worse off, inside, outside, closely linked to or totally separate from the EU. In other words, they're all obsessed with money. And of course, the financial crisis has gone pretty much hand in hand with the housing crisis. How can people get affordable homes? Whether that's a home to buy, or is that a home to rent? You see, people want to feel that they are secure as they look to the future, and I'm sure in that sense we're no different. They want to know that they will have a house to live in and money in their pockets. Well, with those thoughts in mind, if that's what our society is like, as we turn to Micah, which you might think, gosh, this is fairly obscure, this is a minor prophet, we're some way before Christ, surely this isn't relevant. Well, we're turning to a very topical passage, because Micah 2 is all about money and homes, about future security and where that comes from, or the lack of future security. It's addressing this question, where can we find a secure future, a secure home for the future? And the answer it gives is absolutely radical and is totally shocking in the 21st century Western world that we live in. I've got three points. And the first thing that we learn from the passage, and this is verses 1 to 5, is that coveting leads to calamity. Coveting leads